And over the weekend, one rebellious city in Syria came to a truce with the regime and evacuated its fighters and civilians over the course of 2 days. The rebel fighters in the city of Deraa had held out for 4 years of siege, and civilians described life under constant bombardment with extreme shortages of food and medical supplies. NPR's Alice Fordham is on the line from Beirut. She's been covering this story. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
So I guess the first question is, where have all the people of Deraa gone now, and are they safe?
Well, some of them went to an area close to Damascus where they are being sheltered and screened by the regime. There's no reports of any problems there yet. Others, fighters and their families and some activists who are still afraid of the regime, they went to a rebel-held area in the north of the country. Now, I was able to get through to one of them, Jihad Delaain, his name is, this morning, and he sounded extremely relieved to be there.
There's no bombing, no shelling, no shooting.
I asked him if he was happy.
I don't know. Still complicated.
He says he's still remembering Deraa. But he also told me that when the 1,000 or so people arrived from that besieged city, they were given an amazing welcome.
Oh, great welcomes. Actually, there's parties and for everyone sees you, he's looking for you as a hero, and they're all very generous. They've been so nice to us, and actually people are so kind, and we are shocked.
I mean, remember, this is someone who's been living off siege rations for 4 years, which left people in the city, Deraa, malnourished. He told me, actually, there was one thing he was really looking forward to, and that was fried chicken.
Yes. I had fried chicken. I had it yesterday. And actually, I insisted. We arrived here at 5 a.m. And I said, I want fried chicken. And everyone answered, no, not now. And I said, I insist, now I want. It was like nothing I ever tested before. I don't know, maybe it was, like any other fried chicken, but for me, it was very, very, very delicious.
God, just the relief in his voice, Alice, it's amazing. I mean, and the sudden change after being in a city that was so bombarded for so long, Did he explain why the government siege ended there and we've come to this moment where people are leaving that city?
Well, I asked him about it because it wasn't actually very clear when the truce was announced last week. Why now? Why this moment when they've endured so much? But he explained to me that there were various things that basically meant the rebels had to surrender. The first thing was that in that city, Deraa, for a long time, the rebels had been able to supply themselves through smuggling routes and also through tunnels that were big enough for fighters to physically go through and go and get food and get ammunition. But earlier this year, regime soldiers closed off all of those routes and no alternative was found. So obviously it got harder to fight with dwindling ammunition and people were getting hungrier and hungrier. And the other thing that this guy described was the ferocity of the air campaign recently. Mm. He said it had lasted 100 days is what he said, and that in 4 years of siege he hadn't seen anything like this regime bombardment. People were sheltering in basements. Life had basically stopped.
That's
and then
amazing.
Last week, yeah, their field hospital was hit, the only place they could get medical care. So between all of these things, they were basically left with no choice but to negotiate a surrender.
Relieved as he is to be safe, Alice, I mean, is there something sort of difficult to deal with? I mean, this was a place that was very symbolic. Some of those original peaceful protests against Bashar al-Assad were there, and now here is this city surrendering. I mean, the story of Syria seemed so simple at some point in the beginning. It seemed like an uprising against a leader, but I mean, what is the opposition? What role does it play today?
Absolutely. Yeah, Deraa is very emblematic of how the Syrian uprising went from something that was peaceful, that was demands for freedom and for rights peacefully expressed, to something much more painful, much more messy, much more violent. When a famous peaceful activist there was killed in regime detention, the US ambassador at the time actually went to his funeral to show support for the peaceful demonstrations. But even in Deraa, it didn't last very long. Rebel forces sprung up, they kicked out the regime, and after a very brutal regime crackdown, years of fighting ensued. And we have to be clear, the rebel fighters were just that, and they deny shelling civilian areas of Damascus, which was nearby, but they probably did do that. And many of those activists from those original uprisings, a lot of them are dead. Many of them are in exile. For so many of them, they express this feeling that the capitulation, the surrender of Deraya is highly symbolic, highly painful for them.
And I guess one of the stories we're following on the Turkish-Syrian border is an example of how complicated the war in Syria has become. I mean, Turkey beginning to shell targets inside Syria and complicating the relationship with the United States. There's so much to cover.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen a significant intensification of the situation in the north. Yeah. Two separate U.S. allies are fighting one another now.
Yeah. All right, NPR's Alice Fordham speaking to us about Syria from her base in Beirut. Alice, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, David.